First things first, man. I need to put this to bed because this is upsetting me and I didn't really sleep very well last night when I heard the news. But you are putting out some techno tracks. Don't do it, 50, stay in your lane.
No, I got a joint that I did that was like real up-tempo.
Okay, up-tempo in a Will I Am, a happy flow rider?
No, it's a different type of vibe. No. You know, it's still 50 Cent on the record.
Are you sure? This upset me when I heard it. It's no Dave Guthrie or whatever the dudes are called. No funny stuff.
Nah, it's official. Oh, if you hear the record, you feel completely different about what I'm saying. Like, you know what I did? My Black Magic album.
Yes.
I've been listening to a lot of different kind of music.
Now, what can we...
But I want to create... I just want to create something that just out of the box. That ain't the same style, the same kind of music. I'm using different song formats. Not like I'll write a rap song in the sequence of a different kind of record.
Okay, I don't quite follow what you're saying, but I'm working with it.
R&B records may have 8-bar verses and bridges.
Exactly.
Along with the actual chorus.
Yes,
because traditional hip hop record has 3 16-bar verses.
Correct. Count
them. So, to write it in a different format, instead of writing it the way the traditional rap record is written, to experiment with different things, still hip-hop music, still 50 Cent content, it's just written in a different way.
Yep, because in those R&B records, they take a long time to get the girl in bed. In my personal experience.
I get right to it.
Whereas in the hip-hop records, you can go there, do that, and you can be on to the next verse, on to the next subject.
On to the next day.
On to the next one. Right. So that's Black Magic looking pretty crazy. Now, you are traveling with a live band.